And I've got a question here for you, Chris. This is from Duncan Smith. He's been wondering about saliva and where it comes from. Is it just filtered out of the blood in a similar way to your kidneys?
Yeah, it is. You make saliva in the same way that you make tears. You have glands which have a rich blood supply. When the blood goes through, it passes through very thin-walled capillaries, which are a little bit leaky. And it's exactly the same as if you go to the garden centre and you see those watering systems where the pipes have small holes in them, and you turn the tap on, the water going through squeezes some of the water out of the pipe. Now, why do you make saliva, and in other words, watery liquid, and not blood come squirting out? The answer is that the holes in the walls of these tiny capillaries are just small enough for water molecules, but they're too small to let the bigger protein and cellular components of blood leach out. So some things can get out, the water and some antibodies, but that's about it.
He was also wondering whether it would stop viruses as well.
Saliva does, because it's got antibodies. It's got an antibody called IgA, which is one of your immunoglobulins, which can neutralise viruses in it. So, yes, you can mop up a lot of colds and other viruses and bacteria with the constituents of saliva.
And they wouldn't get through from the blood either?
The antibody is secreted. You actually have a way of a pump on cells which push the antibodies into the saliva. So they're added after you've made the saliva or the tears.
Okay, cool.
Thank you very much, Dave. Right, well, that's pretty much it for The Naked Scientist this week. Thank you for joining us. We're back next week, and we'll be exploring the science of how we actually mitigate the effects of global warming. You've heard about rising carbon dioxide levels. What can we actually do to get the levels down again? We'll be hearing how someone's trying to lock it away in lava, amongst other things. Thank you very much to our production team, Diana O'Carroll, Ben Valsler, Petra Minch, Mira Synthilingam, and also our guests this week, Chris Valence and Mark Peplow. Have a great week. See you next time.
The Naked Scientists are sponsored by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com.